You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's got your whole office talking.
What's the Tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702.
Okay, I said Rulebogile shouldn't go anywhere because I want to get her views on what we are talking about on What's the Tea today. We got an email from a listener. I'm going to read you the email. If you've got some advice for the listener or you've experienced something similar, please give me a call on 011-883-0702. You can send your WhatsApp on 072-702-1702. The email says, "Good day, Clement and the team. At home, we all have strong genes that we inherited from our grandmother. She was light in complexion, and we all look like her. This includes our children. But recently, my brother's wife gave birth to a baby boy who looks nothing like both my brother and his wife. Both my brother and his wife are light in complexion, but the child is dark, and this has gotten us worried. With his demanding job as a truck driver, my brother has not seen the baby as he's always away, so we've decided that we will wait for him to come back as we don't want to confront the situation. What do you do when a child looks different from both parents? Do you say anything? 702 family, please can you advise me?" Okay, so there's a brother here whose brother has a child, but that child looks nothing like the brother and the wife. And this brother is like, "I don't even know what to say to my brother. I haven't said anything to him because he's always away." And he's asking, how does he start a conversation like that? And Lebogile, I don't know, because, and I don't know if you're getting the same thing, but the subliminal tone I'm getting here is that, oh, what did the wife do? Because he starts this email by saying, "We have very strong genes from our grandmother. Our kids look like..." And I don't know if you're getting the same sense as well.
There are so many deep layers of things that are happening in this email. So let me start by saying, can we acknowledge that genes are funny things? They can skip multiple generations. When my son was born and I had to go and see him in ICU, he looked like a white baby. The nurses had to check my tag to confirm it is my child. Even though my son doesn't have white parents, you know. So firstly, there's the element of genes. There is no formula. Even if you say we have strong genes and everybody looks like this, you can go online and see the number of stories of direct siblings that look completely different with the same parents. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to go down the road of accusing somebody of birthing a child that is not their father's, you better be sure of where you stand, because you can't come back from that. You cannot come back from that. So my suggestion would be, let the man meet his son. And if he in any way feels he wants to challenge the paternity of his child, leave it to him. But also don't bring comments to him that imply that his wife was doing something behind his back, because you cannot come back from those type of implications. When those two go to bed at night, they'll be talking about, "My brother says child is not..." You will never be able to come back from that. So I say be very careful. Leave it to him. And if you feel so strongly about it, you're also communicating that you're willing to lose your sibling and his wife in the process.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Lebogile. Let me hear what you think. 011-883-0702. How do you advise this listener? Send me a WhatsApp voice note as well. He's saying the kid looks nothing like both parents, but my own analysis of this is that there's a subliminal message here, because he's premising, right, in how he starts this email, is that, "Clement, we've got strong genes that we inherited from our grandmother, me and my brother, and she was light in complexion and we all look like her, and this includes our kids." And then he says, "But now my brother has a child with his wife and the kid looks nothing like the parents." And maybe you're a child that looks nothing like your parents, but you're actually theirs. Have you ever found yourselves responding to questions about your paternity and who your real dad is, who your real mom is? And I wonder how you even start a conversation, even as a husband, as a boyfriend, right? And Rulebogile is right. Genes are funny things. Like, you're not guaranteed that a nose at the very least must look like yours, or eyes, or maybe the head must be like yours. Chances are they may not. So you can't make an assumption and make up your mind based on that. But how do you start a conversation? If as a parent, if as a dad, or as a boyfriend, as a husband, you are worried about a child not looking like any of you, or maybe you, like, how do you even start that conversation without it being offensive? Because I imagine, you know, any woman would be offended by that. Yeah? 011-883-0702. Give me a call or send me a WhatsApp voice note.
702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
17 minutes before 12 o'clock. I'm going to your calls now and your WhatsApp voice notes. We got an email from a listener who says him and his brother, siblings, have inherited strong genes from their grandmother. She was light in complexion and they look like her, and even their children look like her. But he says recently his brother's wife gave birth to a baby boy who looks nothing like both the brother and the wife. So it's not that they are some resemblance of the wife on the child, but if even the wife herself, the child doesn't look like the wife. And this brother now says he's a little bit worried because the child is dark and looks nothing like the parents, and he's asking what should he do. He says he hasn't said anything to his brother because the brother is always away and hasn't seen the baby yet. So he says they've decided to wait for him to come before they can confront the situation. But what do you do when a child looks different from both the parents? Like, do you also ungenapi as the brother? And that's the sentiment I'm getting from some of our listeners. Lisibe on Twitter says, Clement, that listener, that brother is looking for trouble even where there isn't. What if they find that the child is actually his brother's? Or how will the sister-in-law look at them from now on going forward? And also, is it their place to be questioning such? Ruth on Twitter says, Clement, his family is naughty, really. They shouldn't influence their brother. Let him make his own decision after seeing the child. Khomotso says, the brother must just mind his own business and leave everything to the parents of the baby. What if the baby looks like the mother's grandmother? Exactly, Khomotso. That's a good point. Dikeledi says, this listener must just mind his own business. And Kabelo on Twitter says, the TV program Utatako taught me that looks mean absolutely nothing in determining parenthood. But I'm saying, even if you want to determine parenthood, it's going to be a little awkward, guys. It's going to be awkward. I mean, what do you say to your wife? Huh? Hey, babe, I want us to go for paternity tests. Yeah? I mean, that would offend me if I was in that position. I would really be offended by that, especially when I know, because then you are suggesting, you're suggesting something, really. Let's listen to the voice note.
All right, bro. How are you and the team? Hey, Jane, like the way the vocal said, genes can be very funny. I've got two kids. Both of them are left-handed. My wife and I are right-handed. I actually don't know where that comes from. My daughter looks like me. My son looks like my wife. So, but both of them are left-handed. So genes can be very, very funny. So just keep your peace. Let the man in question decide what he wants to do. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, but also as a brother, ungenapi, where do you enter? Hmm? I mean, unless you've got some evidence that something sinister has happened, but if you don't, where do you enter? Abraham, you are in Orchards. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Nice show, by the way.
Thanks.
You know, we've seen this before. I'd say to the guy, there's nothing to worry about. A man appeared in one TV show and denying the child so vehemently that the head is not like ours. Mm. He doesn't speak like ours. The manners are not like ours. But when the tests came 100% and says that the child is 100% belonging to the family. Mm. So that thing of saying the child doesn't look like us, he's not white like us, the genes are not like us, it's just neither here nor there. The genes, like we say, they're a funny thing.
Mm.
Thanks.
Not true. Abraham, thank you for calling. Cindy in Centurion, hi.
Hi, Clement Lekai.
Ravon Lekai.
The thing. So a friend of mine also was in a similar situation. It was the husband's child. So it was a stepson to my friend. The child also did not look like the father. I remember her sending me pictures of Jorge, you know, like there's something fishing here. Child looks nothing like the mother, looks nothing like the father. The child would come and visit them for holidays and so forth. Until a friend of mine at work, she wanted to add the child. Obviously, it's the husband's child, so she wanted to add the child to medical aid. So now she decided, you know what, let me just be sure. Did the DNA test, she quickly saw behind husband's back, husband, the other baby, and then results came 4 weeks later, and they were actually negative. So now it was like, oh my gosh, do I tell my husband?
And also, how do you tell the husband because you went behind his back?
Yes, exactly. But since the husband was later on grateful, you know what, I was going to raise this child for years and years and years, who is not my child. But yeah, that was the story of a friend of mine.
Yeah, that's hectic. Oh, Cindy, thank you for sharing that with us in Centurion. Yeah, that would be tricky. Like, what do you say to the husband? Because, sure, they may be relieved in the beginning, but, I mean, that raises a lot of questions, right? More voice notes.
Clement, Zico here. Great show as usual. Maybe the brother suspects something, or he knows something we don't know. He probably saw something, saw the brother's wife busy with something or with someone. Yeah, so he knows something we don't know. I guess he might be right or wrong, but we never know. Thanks. Enjoy.
Hi, Clement. It's Woody Sane from Pretoria. About the baby that doesn't look like any of its parents, what if the baby was accidentally switched at birth in hospital? I mean, that is something that happens quite a lot in our country, and it's amazing that it's so easy to conclude that the woman must have been up to something. Thanks.
Yeah, right? That's another possibility, and that's a reality for so many families out there, where they raise a child, that's not their child. Babies were switched, and it's a mistake that happened, or just incompetence at the hospital, and that's another possibility.
Hi, Clement. This one is a bit tough, but, you know, one shouldn't jump to any conclusions before one waits. You know, some patience is required here. Firstly, was there anyone present from the family to make sure that the baby that she gave birth to is the one that she took home? Because mix-ups do happen in hospitals. Secondly, they must just hold off on jumping into any conclusions, because sometimes one needs to look into the heritage of the wife herself. I mean, are there any people who are dark in complexion in the family? Because maybe that's where the gene comes from. And also, with time, babies change. I mean, just like my own babies didn't look like me at all when they were born, but now they've grown and they look a lot more like me, and everyone can see the resemblance. Yeah, so these things do happen.
That's, yeah, and, right. And also babies, like we change, right? Like, my sister looked different when she was young, and she looks completely different now when she's much older. And even when I look at my own pictures when I was young, I look completely different. And yeah, I think this brother is probably also just jumping the gun here, because the baby has just been born, and you're already, you are making these kind of conclusions. But hey, again, you may know something that we don't know, right?
Hi, Clement. So when my daughter was small, she looked more like her father's brother. So after she was born, I took her to the office, and I overheard, like, my colleague saying, she just looks like the brother. And when I walked in, they were all quiet.
Sure.
Clement, I think the guy has got a case. Just imagine if the child was switched at birth, because, you know, things are happening at public hospitals. So maybe he's got a case there. They must really find out who is the son theirs or not. Maybe he might actually help the sister-in-law and his brother.
Okay, so then it's the approach then, right? How do you approach the issue as opposed to make funny, even though indirectly, but funny suggestions, right? Because you don't want to break that family apart. Look, I want to hear from those that are looking nothing like their parents or nothing like their children. Do you often get questions about, like, is that really your mom? Is that really your dad when people don't see any resemblance? Are any of you out there who don't look anything like your parents? They're your mom or your dad? And have you faced questions about that?
Hi, 702. Clement, I feel like that brother is like borderline racist because he's already judging the baby based on the color of his skin, literally. What about that yellow bone? What about that dingy? You know about? Hi, my name is Relax.
Good morning, Clement. That listener is true. Ongena P. And children change so many times. A newborn baby, they are all born like Lebohile said, like white. And then later they are dark. Just advise him, Uthi ungenapi. He must mind his own business. That's Madimu Mutiba. Thank you.
Mabunu in Joburg, hi.
Clement.
Hey, sir.
I was saying to your producer there, some years ago.
Yeah.
When I was practicing law, I had a similar case where the people were querying whether the child was theirs or not. Because both parents were dark in complexion. In a DNA test, not once, but twice. And it turned out that this is their child, regardless of the complexion. And years after, like these people who are saying, the children change after some time. The complexion changed to that of the parents. And they are both dark. The child came dark. And it's their kid, you know, child. So I don't understand where this brother comes from. It, to me, it's ignorance. Don't mind things that are none of your business. You must stay, keep his nose out of it. Because this is where we have all these family disputes. Because we've got family members that like to be crying. Issues and affairs that are none of their concern. That is all I want to say, my good man.
No, thank you for geez, and that's an important point you're raising there, Mabun. Imagine the parents, they're like, hey, you are too light in complexion. We are dark. And they find out, actually, that's our child. Allow the children to go and evolve, and you'll see the changes that occur, and they may even go back to their complexion. Children change. Children don't look the same from the time when they are 1 year old or when they are, you know, when they are a day old. We change. We don't look like we looked the moment we were born or a year after we were born. So good point there, Mabuni. Thanks for calling. James in Benoni, hi.
Hi, Clement. I just want to say, if the guy is suspecting something, he must have to the test. For past 11 years, 2020, I've discovered that one of the child is not mine. My ex-fiancé told me later that that child is not yours, and the child was staying with my mother. Imagine, my mother helped me to raise that child.
No, did you find out yourself, James, or your fiancé at the time told you first?
The fiancé told me. I did not believe because I was so attached. Our family was so attached to the child. We had to do that. We had to do the test. And what is worse, Clement, just, I know it's story too long, but I just cut it to the chase. While I was having the fiance, I had a side chick, and the side chick got pregnant and brought the child, and the child said, no, this one looked like that one. Now that child that we just did test was the one that to Ufana Nalo. Now I need to go back and do the test also to this one, because I also don't trust anything now. I don't know, you see the complex.
So are you suggesting that the father could be the same one between like your ex-fiance and the woman you were also with?
Yeah, I just need to do the test.
You, James, so complex. Good luck, man.